Talk about how Miss Yara Sofia was just defeated, you know, she didn't even try. We spoke about it last week, but like, you know, that's
we did, yeah.
So let's talk about the votes, because everyone and their mother voted for Yara, except for Serena.
Except for Serena, girl,
Miss Jan Detta was backtracking the house.
Oh, Jan, you know, I just voted for you because I thought that everybody else was gonna do it. And I was like, no, girl, that is not an excuse, baby.
Like, you should
stand by your decision.
Like, she honestly should have just been like, I voted for you because Yara's track record, she had the win, you guys both were at the bottom. That's his team.
Like, that's team.
But like,
and that's a fair reason.
And Scarlett mentions, like, Scarlett's literally like, girl, you don't need everyone's permission to vote. Like,
yeah, just say what you mean and mean what you say.
So, Miss Yara Sofia has been sent packing. And, like, the girls talk about her exit, you know. Miss Jan Detta is walking back in. I feel like Miss Jan Detta is a new name in my eyes. But she's walking in that busted, crusted, musty outfit. girl.
That look wasn't busted.
Yes, after she lost that lip sync. Like, oh.
Can I just say, in the untucked, she was like, I hope whatever dude's there. And they were like, girl, she gonna
be. You don't want this.
Do you want money? Like... Girl, like,
honestly, when they walked in after Yara's elimination, I had forgotten that Yara was even there. I was like, oh yeah. Right. Not okay. This. No, honestly, girl.
And Trentisha is being so preachy, guys. Oh my gosh. Like in this moment.
She keeps giving these like monologues, but she just goes off. She's giving these
Aeon Levant's
this
aunt.
Season.
Oh.
Very, 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 ladies. My blood is boiling. That charge with the gold and the wig.
My blood is simmering through my veins.
Yes, that one.
I'm so over this trade discussion. It's like, girl, you guys are not trade. No one's trade. Let's just move on.
But then RuPaul comes in and says, hello, hello, hello. I have to do that every time now because, like, I have to. And introduce
whenever you say that, I think of Silky Namekanosh in season 11 when she was doing the reading challenge. And she's like, we be out here waiting for you at the door for you to come in and say, hello, hello, hello. And then no one laughs.
Also, I just want to take a quick moment to shout out for Scarlett Envy's glasses. Those Scarlett Envy sort of like, you know, moment that she wears in the workroom. I love.
Very that. They're cute.
Me speaking and my thing is on mute.
Girl, the chaos has started.
Guys, I've been adding my 2 cents here and I was like, why are these bitches not stopping?
So then RuPaul introduces the pink table talk, honey. And basically it's a parody of the red table talk. And the divas choose their own teams, which kind of can be a little messy. Like, you saw some people were like, am I?
Very that.
My favorite was Raja. Okay. My favorite was Raja looking at the coin of iron going, and making this face to someone going,
But
I Scarlett.
It was Kylie. Oh yeah.
Kylie or Scarlett, yeah.
Because Raja and Scarlett were like, we're gonna be together, yes. And then Scarlett was like, can I, like, not Scarlett, Kylie was like, yeah, like, are we doing this? And then Raja's like,
And then Trinity was just standing there looking awkward. And then Eureka's like, you can come and join us.
Eureka, the mother of the strays, as per usual.
Girl. And I love that about her. I love how she takes the outcasts and make them shine.
So y'all think she's a house mother.
She's very much a house mother.
She does have that energy.
Yeah.
The house of exclamation point.
Not that. Not Violet Chachki.
No, I was saying because Eureka isn't Eureka O'Hara anymore. It's Eureka with an exclamation point.
Is Violet Chachki's house called exclamation point?
No, she's Dex exclamation point strike daughter.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
How are you going to have your daughter showing you out like that? Damn.
Girl. The season before
and a white girl too. Oh.
You can say the same for Honey Davenport.
Who?
Who's Honey's daughter?
Monet.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Monet's technically a Davenport, honey.
Yeah, although she gives the credit of like everything she knows and learned to Bob.
To Bob and Pip.
Yeah.
Tea.
And traction. And welcome back to the only Drag Race recap podcast in South Africa that matters.
That's right.
It's the tits stop. I am here with the three fabulous co-hostesses with the most. It's me, Uli, and my co-host Sandile Zozibini Zulu, and Miss Yvonne Trelintra, Jason Brown.
Hi. Jason Brown.
So, Divas, how are we feeling about this episode?
I have thoughts.
Ooh, I have Kyle, same. I feel
let's get into it. Episode. Let's get into it, mamas.
Okay, mamas, let's get back into it. I say yes, mama, when I'm with my friends.
That ain't how you talk when the cameras are around.
So Miss Yara, so and then they come back into the workroom. And like I feel like the producers are only keeping Akira here because she talks about trade. So the topics are sex, body,
yes,
and motherhood. Which topic would you really love?
Sex.
I knew it.
all the gays fucking love sex. Oh my gosh.
I think it's just the easiest.
Yeah, it probably is because you can like talk about your insecurities if you are
if you're feeling
like, oh, remember that time when I was a straight man? You'd literally speak about that. Like, I don't know.
Remember that time I showed up with just panties under my coat, high heels? It was knee high, and my legs was gripping that throat.
Like, you can also talk about the time someone pissed on you. Girl, don't kick shit in this house.
I would have chosen body, probably.
I would have chosen motherhood, actually.
Between those two, but I don't know what I would really say for motherhood.
I feel like motherhood was a really like weird topic.
Tricky one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in my own living fantasy. My own fantasy. Yes, 100%. My own giant data. Motherhood would be a good topic if someone like, I don't know, like Pep was there, or, you know, the like Tamisha, I don't know, the queens who have like large houses, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I would have chosen motherhood because like, you know, bitch, I'm a mother. Hi to my daughters. Shout out to my daughters. Hi, daughters.
Hi, mom.
Leander, Akara, Sonia, Sino, Kwati, my daughters. Oh my gosh.
Guys, Sino and Kwati, your kids.
Yes, they see and as kids. Yeah, we adopted them.
Oh, cute. I love
that. Do you all have a house?
I mean, technically, no.
An unofficial one, yeah.
We've also got a house in Grahamstown.
Oh, what's the house of?
House of Bitch Mother.
Bitch Mother?
Yeah, because our drag mother's name is the Fairy Bitch Mother.
I love that so much.
And she's sick.
Bitch Mother.
She's sick in the house. Like, Miss the Fairy Bitch Mother. Shout out, hi to the friend of the pod, Miss Fairy Bitch Mother, or as I know her, Miss Ashwin, Ashalintra.
Absolutely.
Can you guys drop her pics and videos and stuff and the Patreon?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We will. It's a Patreon exclusive.
Guys, don't forget to sign up for Patreon. Only $69.99 a month.
Just add us. It's 1-800-2-UGLY.
Or your firstborn.
I hate you.
I forgot about my one daughter. Hi, Jethro. Oh my gosh, I forgot my one daughter, but that's the last one. Yeah, you know, I just have to say hi to my daughters. Anyway, but yeah, the divas are prepping for this talk, and I don't want to get into it because like we'll get into it when they're having the talks. I really do want to talk about this awkward conversation between Scarlett and Kylie.
Wait. Before that, can we talk about how Scarlett and Ginger have to battle over the motherhood topic?
Oh my God, yes. I was like, give it to Ginger.
I was like, give it to Scarlett. Like,
I was like, girl, why are you fighting over motherhood? Like, no, girl.
I just didn't see that for Scarlett, though. Because like, she wasn't giving me that vibe. She wasn't never speak about appearance.
Team.
I don't know.
She really wanted to talk about her mothers, though.
But also, true. I felt like it was selfish of both of them to be like, oh, I want it because I'm having a baby. I want it because I have two moms. And I was like, just discuss with your teammates. Just like they did on season 8 when they were arguing over the band, like, genres. And Bob was like, oh, let's just go through each person on each team and see what they want. And then Bob's team all wanted... Was it art?
But that was definitely Bob being strategic. Art.
Did somebody mention art?
Okay, but also, guys, you can't forget to sing the other song. New York, New York, New York.
New York, New York.
Legends.
But, like, we're forgetting the most important song. We are the girls of Drag on Madrid.
Shapes and sizes of what we will be. Rectangle girls of the world.
So let's talk about the pink table talk, Stevens. Let's start with sex.
Absolutely. That was my favorite one.
Me too.
Same.
Also, Trinity looks like a fucking goddamn talk host person. She is a woman, guys. Trinity.
She is a woman.
Do you see her sitting at that table? Oh,
she really was giving woman. And I love Akira's look in that. And I think what I love most about this team was that everyone had the opportunity to speak and talk about their experiences. Mm. And everyone was genuine. Everyone had a moment to talk about their experiences. And there were still jokes in there. So it just felt very fluid, very real. Like, I wanted to be at that table.
Like,
absolutely.
I also think that, like, Eureka did a fabulous job as a moderator because she definitely was, like, giving everyone the room. But also, it didn't feel like Eureka was the moderator. It felt like everyone was just sitting down and having a kiki, you know?
Conversation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which this was, like the most... The most flowing, most easiest kind of
yeah, like
watch. Although, yeah. You know, it was really awkward because it was just silent the whole time when they were talking. They didn't even put like a little bit of background sound. It was a bit awkward.
Oh, but that's a red table talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, when you said... Is it Flame Monroe? I'm not sure. But I can't remember what their pronouns are now, so I'm going to use they. But they were born as a man, transitioned into what they thought was correct for them, and then realized it didn't work for them, and then transitioned back to being a man. But they still have breasts, so they kind of identify as this in this space of gender nonconformance, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Bob and Monet also spoke about D and retransitioning. In one of their recent podcasts, which is very interesting because I didn't know much about it.
And also like the one of the Euphoria episodes. Let us know in the comments below if you guys want us to recap Euphoria.
Very that.
Child, you want me to cry on the podcast?
Ah! In the words of Jan, that is the vulnerability that the judges are looking for.
The next group is talking about motherhood. We have Miss Scarlett, Kylie, and Raja. The yo mama joke.
I love that.
Guys, that's it. Yo mama, so... Oh. Amazing.
So what did the divas think?
I like this. Oh, that one. This table. Like, I liked it. Was my favorite, but I don't think it was the worst. I will say Raja was my favorite from this talk. She was genuine.
She looked really good.
She did. She was very vulnerable. Scarlett was very confusing because she'd pop in and out of, oh, this is me. And then she'd pop back into performance mode. My biggest problem was with Kylie, because I was like, girl, you're just going to talk about your dog? Like, why are you not going to talk? I mean, as a trans woman, that definitely had an effect on you and your family, whether it's positive or negative. So why wouldn't you talk about that? Like, this is the perfect chance, like motherhood, this is the perfect chance to talk about your relationship with your mom, especially as a trans woman. So that felt like a missed opportunity for me. I was like, your dog, okay. Which comes back to Michelle's critique of like, oh, I know you have way more to talk about. And I was looking like for that from you. So yeah, I just felt like she was hiding behind her relationship with her dog.
And also like Kylie was really a terrible moderator. Because I think if you wanted to have a conversation about that dog joke, that dog conversation could have come first. Because we had a lot of intimate conversations you learn about. And I think we could have honestly ended off with Miss Scarlett's story because it would have been a nice sandwich. But I think I love Scarlett's story. I love Miss Raja was just the spotlight of this group.
She was.
Scarlett's character was chunky for me. But like, you know, it's like you could tell that she's like, oh, I'm just talking about my mom. Oh, shit, I'm on Drag Race, so camp.
Very that.
But I noticed that she kind of has been putting on a lot throughout. Like when the cameras are there, you can tell that she's aware of them, if that makes sense. Not putting on, but like I think unconsciously, maybe in her head also, it's been kind of a thing. And that's why it was difficult for her to kind of, why you see her like switching where she like does the face and she's like, I think I'm a little boy, but I'm dressed as a woman, you know.
That makes sense. I don't know.
But I agree with you, Uli. I think Miss Kylie could have done a better job. But I did like that moment between her and Raja where she says, baby, let me tell you something. Don't let that little kid make all the decisions. I was like, oh, period.
That was tea.
Like, it's very giving much. Me very, like, you know, when Jujubee was like, I'm not lost, but I'm not completely found. Like, that kind of
very thing. That.
Like, you know those pulls that you get that, like, everyone will just pull. Like, that's something, what Kylie said, everyone is going to snatch, girl.
She had the gaze in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Baby. So up next, we're going to talk about Body Yaddy Yaddy with Miss Ginger Minj, Jan, and Pandora Box.
The box that rocks. this group, my biggest problem, other than Jan, my biggest problem was Ginger kept speaking over them. The judges said, oh, like Michelle was like, Pandora, I know you, you could have gone way further with that. I watched this an hour ago and Pandora was about to tell her story. And then Ginger threw in a question in there. I'm like, but she's not done speaking. Why are you gonna ask her a question? This is not, like, she's not done talking. So I felt like she was over moderating. She told her story. And when Jan speaks, she jumps in. When Pandora spoke, she asked like two questions while Pandora was speaking. So then Pandora never got to finish how she felt, which I found was like very selfish. But yeah. And then obviously you have Jan, who, I mean, guys, come on.
Like when Spotify was like, Jan should have gone home. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, very accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that a third time in the bottom?
Oh, wait, second. Oh yeah.
They're all bottoms.
Don't speak about us like that.
So like I actually really like loved Pandora's little like old lady jokes, like you know, like Goldie Hawn into Oldie Hawn. Like really, I really loved that character so much because like it was just so like cute. It was what Jan was hoping to be.
Very that.
But Jan said, the judges are looking for oh, fuck no, I forgot the word.
That's the vulnerability the judges are looking for.
Looking for.
Looking God. For. I think Kennedy said this on the pit stop and she was like, Pandora's jokes, like they fit and they weren't forced. Whereas Jan's seem forced and seem performative.
Tea, very tea. So like we get back to the workroom and not Ginger coming from Miss Alyssa's gig, honey.
Girl, I immediately thought about that.
When?
With the face mask.
She had the face mask on.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I was living. Like, I was like, this Alyssa callback.
Okay, wait, before that, okay, while we're at that, Ginger says, oh, I feel like we did well, like our team worked well together, and they all agree, they're like, yes. Do you guys feel like Ginger was a good moderator?
No.
Okay. No.
But I will tell you, I will get to my points.
Okay.
Further along in this year podcast.
You also have Raja, who has this vulnerable moment where she's like, I hope this challenge didn't like negatively affect my relationship with my mom. And then Trinity and Akira are there for her.
I must say that I think Raja was extremely relatable this season from like a queer boy perspective. Like all the black boys who are watching this season, I think are going to feel quite drawn to her story. Because it's quite, very very typical, you know, it's like it's a very common thing where, you know, as a boy who's queer, your mom is like that bitch. So,
yeah,
when they don't accept you, it's tough, guys.
I feel you. And that's the same way I felt. And that's why I love Simone so much is that I could like resonate and relate to her the whole time during season 13. And I think that's why like she's my favorite now.
I think also like what's really stunning is that Raja's whole arc from season 11 and to the ascension is kind of like so incredible to watch because she's always been that really bitch. Is. But like
she has,
she's just ascended into like, she's had all these materials there. It's just that she's really just ascended into this. She knows herself. She knows the gig. She's funny. She knows how to make TV. She's really there and ready to like just have a good time, and you can see that. And it's just like excellent. That's all I have to say. Like Raja, for me, this episode really cemented that Raja's my winner going forward. Like I always was like, Raja's like my favorite, but Raja's my winner now.
And to jump onto what you just said, what I like even more about this whole thing that you just spoke about is that she's not pretending. She's not being like, oh, I was a bitch on my season. I was a bitch on season 5. I'm going to make it right. She didn't come in here with that. She didn't come in with like, oh, let me show them that I'm actually nice, which is what I feel like, like Ginger did on All Stars 2. And it's like, don't try to show them that you're nice. Just be yourself and not be a bitch. And
Ginger,
I feel like that's what
on
she's
All Stars
doing.
2 was trying to make sure that.
Because she was like, oh, she and Kennedy got a lot of backlash for hating on Violet and Pearl. So she's trying to show them that she's not a bitter old lady. And I'm like, if you just come in and you're just like, I'm just going to be myself and not be bitter, then, you know, I feel like that's what Raja's doing. And that's why, we love it.
I think also, like, with what you're saying, Sandile, like, the difference is essentially that the people who are doing well come in for themselves, you know, like someone like Silky who hasn't gotten past that point. Like she said, she might not have been ready to come back.
Yes.
She hasn't gotten past that point with her own self where she's like, I am certain enough of myself to stand by what I do here so that I know that the outside world doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And that's a big thing. You. Like I would be, if I was on this show, I would lose my mind.
No, honestly, girl. I'd break
probably
down
go home
every
first.
Episode.
Girl.
At home first.
Girl, they're gonna have me with Miss Kimora, Miss Pork Chop.
From the house
they're
of all.
They're gonna have me in the loading dock, baby.
Not the pork
Miss
chop
Rose.
Loading dock.
Miss Rose, baby.
Girl, Miss Rose was ducked.
She was in there, hacked city.
So after this commercial break, we're gonna bring it to the runway. Runway. I'm really intrigued by Miss Akiria Davenport. Always.
And you know she's motherfucking tea. Mm-hmm.
But when she said that she used to live a life as a trans girlie.
Yeah, I was very intrigued by that. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was an interesting conversation because, like, again, I love when she said a retransition instead of usually the conversation is about detransitioning, which is something that happens, like a rare occurrence. I think it's like 1% of people who transition, detransition. But I love that she was giving light to it.
Isn't there another, there's another person who famously detransitioned or retransitioned? Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Tit Table Talk this evening with our panelists, Miss Sandile Zulu and our lovely Miss Uli Rotsibe. Thank you.
I love
the Tit Table Talk.
Are we ready to get into the runway? RuPaul actually. I'm not gonna lie.
Remind me what she's wearing.
She's wearing the
season 13 promo.
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah. The yellow and pink.
And this is what pisses me off is that. Clearly, when it's time to shoot the promo, then you get the right wig. So you know when you're wearing the wrong wigs the whole season. Why are you wearing the wrong wigs?
Ooh.
Because finally, RuPaul looks right from head to toe. And it's for the promo. Why doesn't she look like that every episode? Who's doing her hair?
It's Curtis Froneman or whatever his name is. Froneman? I don't know.
Fuck you, Curtis.
But doesn't what's his name? Oh no, I think he doesn't do the hair anymore.
Delta got the boot, honey. She got fired.
Oh,
As she really? Should.
Yeah. Girl, go listen to that Race Chaser interview. Oh my gosh. Okay. So are you guys ready to get into this runway? The prompt is, the category is Clash of the Patterns.
Mm-hmm. Of the Power.
Okay, so let's do top or flop because I really like that format actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love it as well.
Okay, so up first, we have Miss Trinity K. Bonet.
Flop. I'm sorry.
I knew it.
Flop, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna give her a safe.
There's no safe here. There's flop or top, girl.
Oh, soft top.
Flop. Up next, we have...
Actually, flop. Yeah, shame.
Up next, we have Eureka.
Flop.
Okay, I don't know about this one. Okay, top.
Kylie Sonique Love.
It's the flop.
I'm gonna go with a flop. Actually, no, top.
Flop. Raja D. O'Hara.
I'll give a soft top.
Yeah.
I'll also give a soft top. Scarlet Envy.
I'll give a top. Hello? You guys are at it again. You guys are at it!
I'm going to go... Let's go with soft top, girl. Top.
Flop. Akiria C. Davenport.
Flopiana.
Top. Flop.
Child.
Ginger Minj.
A soft top.
Top. No, top. Soft top. Top. I don't know.
Jan.
It is a floppy yantra, Davenport.
Girl, flop the house down, boot.
For me personally, it's flop of the week.
let me just say, like Miss Kennedy said, why are you gonna wear a black sock with a white shoe?
In the words of Kennedy Davenport, black stockings. White shoes shouldn't be allowed in the church.
Guys.
And up last, we have Pandora Box.
It is a flopiana.
Flop. Actually, I'll give it a top, a soft one.
I'll give it a top too, yeah. I like this.
Okay, so I really want to talk about Trinity K. Bonet because what was this?
Okay, start.
What was it?
It's giving me classic African American people thinking they know what happens in Africa.
Exactly.
Girl, like, she's also like yellow forehead, busted, rotten.
She's also gutted. Like, I like to pay tribute to the king of Wakanda. I'm like, that's your only reference to Africa is Wakanda. Okay.
That's what she did. Then I was like, no.
Like, at least Simone was also off, but she was like Amazonian Zulu warrior. So somewhere in there was Africa.
Yo, Heike, Amazonian Zulu. Wow.
This one just said the Wakanda God. King. Baby, the plot is lost. But let's get into the look. This is not clash of the patterns to me. This is one pattern. I genuinely couldn't find another pattern. So I was like, this is not the category. You look good, minus the makeup. The look itself is one pattern though. So it's a flop for me.
Like, let's not even start with the makeup because I could read a bitch today, but I won't.
Girl.
I think Eureka looked busted. I hated the hair. I think
I like her dress.
There's too many patterns.
See, and that's what I want to say. Like, this category is many different patterns, but it doesn't mean your dress needs to be ugly. And Eureka's dress is ugly. I don't think the dress is
ugly.
I think it's so horrible to look at.
Maybe it's because I do art and I see shit like this all the time.
Girl.
Oh, she's a professional. I'm a professional.
No, I mean, maybe it's just because I'm used to seeing things and just pretending that they're great. I don't know. I'll be a lecturer, guys. A girl, you gotta pretend sometimes. You know, you gotta be like, yeah, that's really good work. Little boy. I like the dress, but I understand what you guys are saying about like the patterns and stuff. Because I think she, if it was like a different color and stuff, and it was completely different hair, oh my God.
And different makeup.
Different everything. Yeah. Just take it off. Change your costume. Change it around.
I'm first.
I'm here to discuss Miss Akiria C. Davenport because I need to get the flop.
Yes, explain to me where the patterns are clashing.
She's talking about a sewing pattern and the pattern.
But there's only one pattern.
But it's there's one pattern.
It's three, actually.
No, there's no three patterns. Only.
Where?
Look at the dress.
Yeah.
The bodysuit and the corset.
Yeah.
Clashing.
The dress is not a pattern.
Then the corset has
the dress is a pattern though.
No, it's not. It's just a fabric. Where's the pattern in the dress? It's a
sewing pattern, girl.
The sewing pattern.
She's a body form like, and it's a sewing pattern. Like literally the thing that people use to construct like cut fabric.
Oh, I'm just uneducated. Okay, then it's the top.
That's why I thought it was so smart with the purse, the tape measure, the body form, the different little like tape measures had different prints. They were all different. I loved it.
Oh, like, okay, work.
Like it was so intelligent. Like
attention to detail. Love her shoe.
Again, Miss Akiria is burning this runway for me. Like
no, guys. Okay, wait. I have to say something. The judges are pissing me off.
We'll talk about it.
We'll get there now, yeah.
Okay.
And then explain to me why you guys gave Pandora a top.
She was Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
She looked like very young, and I liked this, like the fit of the dress. And I think like the only issue for me was like around her leg, like the middle of her leg, that the fabric that or the pattern she used there made it look like those were her actual legs. So I was confused.
Ivanka,
the gown should hit the floor.
You just said, no, Miss Ivanka Trump just said, I like the fit of the dress. What do you mean? Two sizes too small? Rochez!
She looks good.
Rochez! What do you mean? It doesn't hit the floor and it doesn't fit her around her shoulders.
Okay, wait, it is a bit small around the shoulders.
Girl, like it's suspicious.
I don't think she's the worst though. That's probably why.
I'm saying I'm the best, but I ain't the worst.
And I ain't the worst.
Guys, how good did Ginger look this week? I'm so proud of her.
She looks good.
I hate her shoes.
Same, but that's a conversation for another day because I'm trying to compliment her.
We're trying to, you know.
No, she looks really good. Like, I love her hair, little hat, safari flop, realness.
Flop of the week, though, Miss Jan Detta.
Guys, what was happening? The socks and then the little stirrup. What are these things? Chaps? Why?
Chaps, bro. Those are like, What in the Illuminati hell? Roaches!
See, what I realized about Jan is that the dress itself is not clashed with the pattern. So she was like, I need more patterns. So then she grabbed all these bags and then put on those stockings. So I'm just like, also this dress is very off the rack at Pip, the sales rack. So I was just like, girl, no.
Girl, like, this is what you wear for a meet and greet.
Not literally, even, like, though.
Like, this is a meet and greet dress. Like, I'm boot.
Girl, no.
I like her hair.
The hair is everything.
Jan has very nice hair, actually.
Jan
always she does. Most of the she really does. Hair.
She does, she does. Yeah. And her makeup is nice.
It is. Yeah, can we get into Miss? Can we get into Miss Kylie? Kennedy Danforth said something on the pit stop that I have been saying to you guys, and I need y'all to hear it and see it. Kennedy was like, "It didn't like. It was great, but it felt like out of drag. It felt like woman does drag." And that's what I've been getting. For some reason, I feel like this girl is too afraid to push it to drag. Maybe because of insecurities, I'll be like, oh, like, if I look like a drag queen, then it's like, oh, I'm a man. I'm thinking that's what it must be because she keeps giving girl off the streets. And you guys are letting her slide.
But the thing is, Sandile, that's how I know her drag. Like, that's how her drag's always been.
No, guys. Basic pH of 14. No, guys. You guys are really letting this girl slide and it grinds my tits. Like,
okay,
this girl
has
been mediocre since the beginning and she's just sliding through, guys. And no one's even voting for her when she's in the bottom.
I will
everyone is a Kylie Sonique love stan, girl. Even the girl. Like, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
I will say with this outfit that I don't think this is Clash of the Patterns.
Same.
She looks really, really good. I like the dress, but like, yeah.
So let's get into the judges' critiques. So the RuPaul says that the top team is Team 6. Do y'all agree?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Wholeheartedly.
That's gossip. And also shameless plug. That's gossip. Leo season capsule starts this Friday. Tune in. Ooh.
Tune in, demons.
So really just, and then this is when I get frustrated. Because RuPaul does his Jujubee magic. I'm saying Jujubee because this also happened to him. And it's like, the winner is Ginger Minj. And like, I get
Even Ginger was shocked.
Ginger was like, girl, like, I thought like someone else was going to win. Like, I wasn't supposed to win. Like, and also like, it really frustrates me because like, I think Akiria or Eureka should have taken the win.
I agree 100%. I feel like the Jujubee format. Yeah, I feel like the Jujubee format works. It's fine. But this week, Ginger wasn't deserving of the win.
Not the Jujubee format.
Guys, I really think that Eureka, Raja, or Akiria should have won. But based off the looks, I think it was Akiria's week.
Yeah.
I agree too.
I think Akiria should have won. But even if you look at like in Untucked, because yes, a bitch done watched Untucked this week.
You only get the story.
Oh yes.
Eureka is pressed, but she's trying to hide it.
Yes, and you can see that she's upset because she doesn't think that Ginger should have won. That's what I think it's about. And she's like, girl, I'm a little bit jealous. But it ain't because I don't think you should have won or anything.
And you're like, a liar.
You are lying because even the others sitting there like,
Do you think like part of the reason she didn't win is because she won the same exact challenge in season 10 where she was the moderator and she won? Do you think do you think they didn't want to make her win the same challenge twice?
I think it was more about I don't know why they would do it.
To me,
do you think it's a production stunt?
I really think it's a stunt because I don't think they're seeing Akiria because, again, Akiria
really aren't
the runway. Like,
she did.
If I was looking at Akiria versus Eureka, because, again, I don't see Trinity in this moment. It was really Akiria. She was vulnerable. She told us about her story. She burned the runway. She was your sassy homegirl. She looked good on all fronts. Eureka's runway was the only negative I had for Eureka. Mm. Because even me, as a prominent Eureka folk, I think she did really well this week. And she also
did. Judy did.
So,
not a prominent Eureka folk.
That's my thesis. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I don't see it. Like, I don't see what y'all are seeing with Eureka, but she did really good this week. But Akira's runway was better, and I just felt like she gave us more than just I'm fat. Like,
yeah.
Eureka's non-binary. She could have spoken about the struggles of sex and your sexuality being non-binary.
But also, on one of Bob's podcasts, they mentioned that Eureka went through a similar thing that Akiria went through, and it was interesting for me that she didn't bring that up.
Ah.
Yeah.
Maybe because I think Eureka was also being a very good moderator, being like, I don't want to jump on your
business. Yeah, I think that's the team.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why.
I think also... Karen?
No. You have video of the victims in Eureka?
I think Eureka is also a very good listener. Like, you can even tell in Untucked, she cares about people and she cares to listen to your story. She really wants to know. So I think she's a good moderator because of that.
I must say that in Untucked, I really started understanding why people really like Eureka, because the conversation she was holding and the things that she was saying, I was like, damn, I really like her. I'm a stan now after that. I was touched. Stan is a
strong word.
Oh.
No. Oli? No. Also, I commend her for being honest about being jealous of Ginger's win.
Mm. I mean, let's call it half honest, because you could have just been like, girl, I wanted to win. I thought this was my week.
And you didn't do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad because we got that lip sync.
Okay, that's tea. Let's talk about the judges' critiques, girls. So,
okay,
the judges give Raja, they just shower her in praises as she deserves. She looked good. Her. She gave us the look and feel of a woman. She was vulnerable. She was serving everything that we needed from our winner.
She
very much so.
The mother I never had. The sister that everybody wants. The friend that everybody deserves.
That's gossip. Mm.
I don't know the rest of it.
That's gossip.
I think I even said it wrong.
I wanna take a quick moment to talk about Aisha Tyler. So she was a judge on season 2 or 3. I can't remember which.
Not her coming with that.
The mask for me. Girl, I love it when
she said, Rue, I get so emotional. So Delia in the hospital.
Girl. I was like, this gag is very tired. I was like, I'm over the roses thing.
Oh, no. Guys, I'm very over that thing here. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm really over it.
Kool-Aid killed it. she actually murdered it. She was like, it's done, guys.
Yeah, really the joke is gone.
As soon as Shay won, it was no.
You can't. Yeah. Then
Bianca sent Shay Kool-Aid roses to congratulate
Oh my gosh,
Bianca!
And then people try to tell jokes, or whatever. Because Shay was just like, "Oh my gosh, Bianca, my friend," and she was like, "Cause Shay posted it, and people were trying to be like, oh, roses jokes, haha, you but you made your whole story, whatever, whatever." And Shay was like, "My friend Bianca sent me a joke. And congratulations.
Not my friend.
Yeah, because Bianca's friends with all of them, girl. Like, Bianca's a bitch.
But she is.
She's really friends with all of them. Like, unless you're like a flop. But yeah. Anyways.
They said, but Aisha, they Tyler, said winner's circle only.
Girl, bye. So then, Aisha Tyler's actually giving really good critiques, girl. Like, I actually really enjoyed her as a judge. Like, she gave really, like, good feedback to the divas. Like, and was just, like, giving relatable tidbits, like, you know, as a host, as, like, a comedian, as a... So she's, like, the perfect person for this challenge to come.
Team.
Yeah. So then, Kylie Sonique Love gets partially roasted. But they say they like the outfit, which is, I mean, confusing. I do like the Giuseppe Zanotti. Clock the shoe, honey.
Wait, is that the same shoe that Valentina walked in on All Stars 4, but it was black?
Yes, they're similar, yeah.
Okay.
But also,
is it the shoe that RuPaul says she loves?
Yeah. It is a very cute shoe. I love my...
It's like a beige... Or pinkish color, right?
Yeah.
Also, that's she cute. Did went shopping by the closet of Willem. Because those are, in fact, Willem's shoes.
Yeah, oh. Willem gives the girlies outfits, eh?
Yeah.
Like half a closet. Like.
Yeah. Willem always knows who's going on Drag Race because she gets the girls come to her for outfits beforehand.
Like the coat that both Naomi and
Simone,
yes. Why was I thinking Sonique? Simone,
which coat? That
yellow coat. The yellow coat?
The yellow fur coat.
Yeah, the Versace.
The Versace.
Oh, every day, a fate day.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's her coat?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Willem, you better work, sis.
And Willem's green fur that she gave to Naomi. For the All Stars,
Naomi.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with the
come rain. And the belt.
Okay.
And the belt, silver belt. That's Willem's.
Oh.
Girl, like, and the blue pants that Sonique wore for the carpenter, the blue collar runway. That's
Willem's. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But those pants, aren't they a little long for Willem?
Alaska wears them.
Oh, team.
Which pants?
The carpenter look that Sonique did? The denim, like carpenter with the
denim one.
Yeah.
With the toolbox.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are Willems, yeah. So Sonique gets kind of like, give us more, girl. Like, hello.
Yeah, just give us more.
Like Scarlett gets glowing critiques about her dress. I love the Gucci shoes. Did anyone clock the Gucci shoes? I love the Gucci shoes.
I don't know my shoes like that, girl. Sorry.
Same. Yeah.
Well, to the fashion divas at home, if you clock the Gucci shoes, honey, clock the shoes. Get the shoes, baby. Get the shoes. But she also kind of
isn't that a Dominique Jackson reference?
Yes.
Yes.
Very nice.
Wait, have you guys seen that video where she gets her makeup artist to take off her eyelashes at the end of the
room? No, I haven't.
It's like her, right? And then she's like, Miss Electra, your time is done, or something like that. And then like someone pulls off her eyelashes, and then someone like, and then in the back of it, like MJ Rodriguez is just there, like smiling really awkwardly. It's just, guys, it is just a mess of a TikTok. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah,
post it on the Patreon.
So, Jan gets dog walked.
Oh, girl.
She really does.
The girlie was crying. This group will not make a joke. Oh, they don't see it.
Literally.
They really don't. Said,
Jan to see.
But I want to talk about this because... this is something, this critique she got is something I've spoken to Uli about since season 12, I've just never found Jan to be genuine. It's always seemed forced to me from season 12. I've never felt a real moment for her, like with her. I've never felt like I've never related to her in any way. She's never been just calm and chill. She needs a join from Laganja.
I think someone says it in Untucked as well. Like, they're like, Sonique and Jan, y'all should swap personalities.
No, honestly.
But, guys, the girlies read the girls in Untucked. I don't know, they read each other like that in Untucked.
Girl, drag, honey. Like, the whole
I mean, the fact that they'll, like, sit, like, they actually deliberate now. Like, they actually, like, more so than before, like, they actually sit and, like, talk to people who are safe, talk about and, like, give critiques to the other people. They never used to do that.
Yeah. But also, going back to Jan, I think it was Ross gave her the perfect way for her to understand it, but she didn't listen. Because Ross is like, change your pacing because you're going fast. We need fast and slow. Like, you know, any musician knows about, anyone who does musical theater will understand the pacing. Because I think everyone's been trying to get at her at like the, we're not getting genuine, you're not getting that, whatever. Like, her crying was the first moment where I was like, oh, there's a person, sort of. Like, that shouldn't be the only point where I'm like, there's a person. But I do get this bubbly, annoying person because I feel like I'd be annoyed. There's someone who graduated from Stellenbosch who, I'm not going to say their name. Who is this person?
Mm-hmm.
Who I just detest.
Ooh.
Fine.
But I do get that. But you know what I mean? I also do.
For me? As a prominent Jan phobe, I think my biggest thing with her is not the energy and the pacing. My biggest thing with her is she doesn't know who she is. She is trying to give us what she thinks we want all the time. It's never her. It's always, oh, they'll like this look. They'll like this persona. Just give us you, girl. It's like that thing I was talking about with Raja being like, oh, she came back just being herself and not being like, oh, I want the fans to like me. She said this episode, I looked back at season 12 and I was like, oh, this person is too much. This person is on 10 the whole time. And I'm like, but you're still that person. Like, yo, I just feel like she needs to go to therapy. She doesn't need to turn her energy down.
I think I really loved the moment when they were like, Rosé, you're perfect. You're not beautiful. don't look like Linda Evangelista. And then Rosé was like, perfect. And made a whole advert being like, yeah, y'all think
I'm perfect.
So I am.
I was like, girl, what?
Anyways, girl. And then the judges.
Okay. Never mind. Fuck my drag, right? Fuck my drag. Do not feel sorry for me. Not
don't cry for me, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Did she look like fucking Luther Vandross?
That video sends me every time I see it.
That's just mad because my friends at home love me and they say that I look like Beyonce.
Beyonce!
Bitch, you look like fucking Luther Vandross.
Do you know what gets me is the white girl in the back overacting, jumping up and down, trying to be a black girl with all the black girls. I'm like, girl, what are you doing in the back there? We see you.
So,
guys, maybe.
The girls are fighting.
Hello.
I am keeping that in. So Miss Pandora Box gets like, you're perfect, you're beautiful, you look like safe, Lavender, safe, stop holding back. And I'm like, Pandora is just a little cute lady from the South who lives in LA now. And you know, it is what
very
it is.
Very light, I get you.
Like, she's very funny. She's very cerebral. Like, she's very quick, like, witty. Like,
she is
everyone who's like, oh, like, I'm funny, I'm witty, they aspire to be Pandora's quickness. Because Pandora's
You know what I love about her?
She's an icon.
She is the art of being very funny, but having no personality. I love it so much.
Not this.
Not this.
No, honestly.
Her personality is being funny.
No.
I do wish that she would have told the whole, like, explained why she has, like, these body issues. Because already when she was like, I used to be a twink, I was like, oh, okay, work, girl. You know?
Also, she was like, she's like, I love Botox. I was like, not with those eye bags and wrinkles. You don't, clearly. Oh,
my gosh.
Girl, she said that, and I'm like, girl, have you seen
She didn't have a chance to go back before All Star 6.
Oh, she spent all the money on these looks.
Yeah, it was a pan. It was a Panasonic, and like, she had looks. So she missed her like two appointments before casting.
It's a Panasonic.
Pandora Botox.
Bitch, where?
Girl, but, like, during a Pandora.
Like,
during a whole Pandora.
But, like, for me, like, as a Pandora box stan, like, okay, yes, that is a strong word. But I like, I really do like Pandora because, like, she's very funny. Like, she's the OG comedy, like, queen. Like, the whole...
The box that rocks.
The whole sort of, like, it, like, everyone who came after her was like, I am a comedy queen, owes it to her because she was the OG comedienne, as RuPaul called her.
Say that.
Like, she came on season 2, right? Or 3?
Yeah, season 2.
Yeah, 2.
With Tatiana. I...
Yeah.
And, oh, and Kylie. Is that, no, that's not prison, honey. That's season 3.
Stacey Lane.
Prison home.
This is when Tyra was busy singing Halo the whole time during a design challenge. Oh, the wedding dress challenge.
I remember that. If you don't like me, just say you don't like me. Well, I don't like you.
But really, for me, it's like, well, actually, I'm going to stop with my Pandora box Stan account.
Stanosha. Let's get into Miss Scarlet.
But we're going to talk about the opinions after, and the stunning lip sync after the break.
Horror.
Sandy, get ready for your intro, Diva.
Okay, stunning. I think it should be Jan, Sonique, and Ginger.
Ooh. The frustrations are real. I am fuming.
I don't. Ladies. I mean, I understand why Scarlett is in the bottom, but I don't think, like, she should have been.
I think it warranted.
Because she told, like, a personal story, whereas Kylie was telling us about her dog. Like, come on.
Her dog, and, bitch.
And, like, so for someone who hasn't shown much for the whole season, like, she's kind of just running on her reputation, I guess, at this point.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Which is really awkward, yeah. But Oh, girl. And also, like, why must RuPaul have to go and say that that Scarlett's performance made her uncomfortable? I was like, oh, okay.
That's a lot of emotion to say.
It really is a lot of emotion.
Like, it really uncomfortable? Was. That's a lot. Like, you could be like, okay, the character was a little clunky, but like, you were sharing and it was beautiful and you were engaging in the conversation. Like, Scarlett was the one giving Raja the like feedback during the story to continue. Like,
yeah,
you're doing her job as the moderator. Like, team. So for me, it was like, in that team, especially for me, personally.
But now also, guys, if you think about the conversation they had before, do you think Scarlett wanted to be the moderator?
No. Because that's a lot of...
I don't think so. Yeah.
Ooh, child.
Because being a moderator is very tricky. Like, you have to, like, especially in a place where you have to also stake your claim and shine, you kind of have
to
balance everyone, but also make sure that you're present and you don't step on anyone, but make sure everyone gets a chance to be heard and pull out and let people know to shove things back in. Like, it's
not pull out and shove in, please.
Oh, girl, child.
You're getting me hot. Fucking corpse.
So we go back to the room. And Jan is being delusional right now.
Girl.
Like,
and she doesn't want to hear it from the divas.
Like, A, she doesn't want to hear it from the divas. B, Scarlett was really telling the truth when she was like, Jan got the worst critiques. Like, Jan,
she did.
Got dog walked. Like,
I mean, she wouldn't have cried if it wasn't the worst.
Exactly.
Like,
and it was the same critique that she's been getting
all the time.
But like, I think Ginger would never eliminate Jan. So, because that's her baby Jonathan.
It wouldn't have happened. And she wouldn't eliminate Kylie because I think they're friends.
Because everyone loves Kylie for some reason, clearly.
Okay, let's talk about that since we're here.
Yeah. Do you know we are, yeah? Fucking corks. We just like to fucking penetrate them fucking pussies, yeah? Welcome back, divas. We're back again, about to discuss the Untucked, the deliberation backstage.
Cock destroyers.
Okay, so Raja and Pandora are announced as safe. And we find out that Jan, Sonique, and Scarlet Envy are in the bottom three. Do you agree with the judges?
No.
No. I think it should be Jan and Sonique in the bottom.
Alexis Mateo. Ooh,
they should bring, what's my name? Brianka.
Oh, not that.
Shanji. Ooh.
Shanji's good, yeah.
We're talking about how, like, when Ginger was talking to Kylie, she was like, basically, Ginger was like, be easy, don't worry.
Yeah, basically.
I remember what she said to her.
Like, basically, she was like, yeah, like, I don't know what to do, but, like, I'm such a huge fan of yours. She was basically at the meet and greet, girl.
Yeah, and she was like, I'm a fan of yours, and you had the same job as me. You were the moderator. I know how hard it was. Oh, and yes, I was in your position before.
I mean, both of you didn't do a good job, so.
Ooh.
Girl, I mean, based on the challenge, Jan should have just taken her L.
Yeah.
And packed her bags.
For me, challenge and runway are like a 60-40 balance, you know? So Jan got dog walked. Let's not lie. She got dog walked about everything.
Like, she really did.
So
yeah, like, what, everything was bad. No, guys.
Like, the lady said, go home.
I don't know what y'all heard, but the lady said.
So then she goes to Ginger and she's like, yeah, I did get the worst critiques, but Scarlett, she got the one who has the name on the thing. Oh, bye.
I was like, girl. Also, I think the thing with Kylie is that everyone loves her because she's genuinely a nice person and she's unproblematic and she's sickening. I think that's why everyone loves her. But if we're being honest, it's not giving this season. It's really not giving what y'all said it was supposed to give.
I think also Drag Race has gotten to a point where it is about being more than like pedestrian, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like when you get to the runway, you want to see concept. You want to see like ideas. You don't want to see like something pretty that girl. Could have possibly been
big girl walking down. Yeah.
Bye. Yeah, you know, like bye, Sandile.
She was giving us Lady Gaga with that pink hat, you know. But
yeah, I know.
Like yeah.
I mean, I love because she looks great.
And then something else happened in Untucked where Scarlett was sitting with the rest of the safe girls and she's like, I don't know what Trinity said about voting her out. Then Scott was like, yeah, like I'd be touched if you vote me out. Like I wouldn't be okay with you. And then Trinity is like, well, that's not what I came here for. I didn't come here to not be okay with people. So your comment makes me very uncomfortable. Like, why would you say that? I'm like, because bitch, if she voted you out, you'd be mad as well. That's why you picked Yara's lipstick, bitch. Fucking dumb fucking bitch.
I said I felt.
That had me because I was really like, because I think also Scarlett knew.
She knew that the cards were stacked up against her. Like, you know when Tatiana was on the bottom with her Alaska tops? And she was like...
Yeah, she knew. Scarlett was like, everyone loves Kylie, no one's sending her home. And Ginger was on Jan's team, so there's no way she's sending her home. I think she knew.
We find out. Also, I really want to talk about Ginger's drama by the lipsticks.
Didn't she just put her hand on Scarlett's thing?
She picked up Scarlett's and put it back and she was like, oh, and she was serving face. I was like, this performance, Emmy Award actress.
Not Emmy Award.
So then we go back to the runway and we find out that the lip sync assassin is Bianca Del Taco Trio.
Did you guys think she was really the lip sync assassin? No,
not for I
knew she was gonna be there.
Like I was like, Bianca lip syncing? No.
She looked really nice, though.
She did. And the gown almost
in her classic Bianca fit.
I don't know. That outfit looked really hot for some reason. Like, looked like she was sweating underneath.
And she had the muffs.
She kind of looks like...
Ooh, when last she time I back. Had a muff.
She kind of looks like when she came back for the crowning of... Wasn't she with that?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't she covered in silver?
Yeah, she was covered in silver. So then we found out the real lip sync assassin is
Mayhem Filler.
Sing. Sing. Sing.
Like, is that the only one Charlotte can refer to? Like, I get it. She's in LA. You can get her quite easily. Did someone pull out? Like,
hi, Paul.
No, she had the one lip sync of Celebrity Skin, which was iconic, and she is a good lip syncer. But.
But like, not an assassin.
Not an assassin.
Oh my God. What was I going to say? Oh.
She's I wish tired, would get, just like you.
Oh?
Oh, child. I don't want to say anything because that's facts. But oh my God, who else? Which other lip sync assassins are there that we haven't seen yet?
Cameron Michaels.
Dita Ritz.
Hello.
Yes. Oh, yes. Miss Widow.
Jaden Diorfius.
Yes. Are any of the winners lip sync assassins?
Monet. Evie Oddly. And Monet.
They should bring Monet. Alaska's technically a lip sync assassin.
No, Monet was there in All Stars 5.
She was.
What? Did she lip sync in All Stars 5?
Against Jujubee, yeah.
Did she win?
Yes, she did.
Oh. Bob could come back too.
Yeah, Bob could come back as well.
Also, like I was saying, Alaska's a lip sync assassin, so they should have her back to lip sync.
T. Also,
I think an Alaska Ginger lip sync. Like an Alaska Ginger lip sync would be really good.
Also, Kennedy Davenport.
T.
Oh, yes.
Tatiana. Yes.
Ooh, no, not Tatiana. Yes. No. No.
Shut up and walk away. Don't even
Thank you. No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
You want me to say it in Spanish? No. You know what I think this format needs? I think these girls need to stop saying, I really want to be here, because we all want to be here, girl, besides Yara. But what these girls need to say when they plead their case is stack it up, girl. Say, listen, it's my second time at the bottom. It's Jan's second time at the bottom. But yeah. Jan has been getting the same critique every week. This is the first time I'm getting this critique. And I'm going to fix it. Done. Like, throw them under the bus. They're not looking to hear, you want to be here. They know you want to be here. Why must we not vote for you? And why must we vote for Jan? Like, they need to throw bitches under the bus. This is not Kumbaya. This is Hayaku.
But Scarlett sort of does that. She's like, Jan got the worst critiques. And which is the truth, like Scarlett puts.
But she didn't say it to the group.
She did. She walks in. She's like.
She did.
Like, yeah, like Sonique was like, yeah. So me, Scarlett and Jana on the bottom, and then Scarlett was like, yeah. So Jan got the worst critiques, and I got critiques of my performance and how whatever. But they love my runway, and I was happy to tell that story. And then like they.
And I remember Jan. I remember Jan giving us not this face.
And then the confessional, she's crying.
She was so gagged, guys.
Mayhem was really good, but like Jenja?
I was expecting Mayhem to have a reveal.
Same. When Jinja hit the floor and started doing a sexy strip tease, I was like, Mama, I like it.
And then Eureka came, Jinji!
Someone better get off the floor.
It was giving me very Naomi!
Yes! No, Jinji really gave in that lip sync. Jinji ate that lip sync up.
Also, when the beat came in and she went, I was like, yes. And then when she copied Miss Mayhem, I was like,
I knew that like Ginger won when she hit the floor and did that sexy thing, because I was like, okay, she's giving us peaks and valleys, and then she's gonna, because I know Ginger is going to give us camp. Like,
yeah.
Ginger will
also give us attention. Camp now. Attention to detail when she had the red sticker in the bottom of her shoe for Red Bottom, that lyric, I love.
But also, like, when she was like, where the hell my phone? And she was like, tapping. And she was doing that.
Yes, love that.
Was talking about.
Oh my god,
she was like literally looking for her phone. Like, I was like, that's a sick thing. Like, go off. But also, Mayhem Filler also did it. But,
oh my gosh, special shout out to Ginger's
was more effective.
The special shout out to Mayhem at the end.
Yes,
we should like, you're holding it. And she's like, I love her.
When she was doing it, I was like, why is she taking... Is she going to throw a shoe? That's what I was like. Is she going to throw a shoe from there? And then I was like, oh my God.
But it was really fun because really they were playing with each other. Like, it was really...
Yeah, it
they
was were. Good, it was a it was good, very like, fun. Together lip sync.
Yeah.
And also when Ginger was like, following Mayhem. And she's like, where the hell my phone, bitch?
Yeah.
And Mayhem was giving us... Oh, I love it when bitches walk on the beat, guys. It just makes me so happy.
So the lip sync assassin is Mayhem Miller, and they give us mm-hmm. quite a good lip sync. Like, this is...
I enjoyed it.
A good lip sync.
And this honestly, was such a stunning lip sync.
I would have preferred this to be the double Shantae. Like,
same.
Honestly, yeah.
I really did enjoy this lip sync. This was such an enjoyable lip sync for me.
Same. Like,
yeah, I enjoyed it as well.
So then RuPaul announces that Miss Ginger Minj is. Do you see? I didn't call her Ginger Flop once this episode.
Yes, I love that.
There's still time for her to flop. Don't worry. So the Ginger Minj is announced as the winner, and she reveals that the lip sync she has chosen, the girl that she has chosen to send home packing, is Scarlett. And Scarlett is plucked. Well, not plucked. She's very sad.
She is like
she's hacked, girl.
She's heartbroken.
She's heartbroken.
And we all are, I feel like.
It's giving like me very really Shangela at the end of All Stars 3.
Yes, it was very much that moment.
Giving me Manila getting sent home.
Giving me Rosé being gagged that you lost to Olivia.
But also, like, I genuinely agree. It wasn't Scarlett's time. It was Jan's time to go.
It really was Jan's time.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I do feel the Jan to see, but, like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I get it. I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are at the end of episode 5. Who do you think is your top 3?
Raja, Eureka, Ginger Minj.
I'm going to have to say the same, although I wish that Akira would be there, but I foresee...
I foresee her hitting the house soon, like in the next
year. I will say that this season, messy. Girlies have been going home, and I do take back that Jan should have gone home over Miss Yara that time. It's been Jan's time.
Yeah, guys, yeah, it's been.
Like, for me, I've been struggling because I, like, Raja for me is a definite. You know she's my winner.
Yeah.
I think she's going to win.
I think this could be like the rise of Ginger Minj.
Could also, yeah.
Production gives us the tea. And
so you're saying like this win for her is like the beginning of her upward.
Yeah. I mean, even though she didn't deserve it, but fine. I see what y'all saying on Eureka. If Eureka had won this week, I would also put her in my top 3. She's doing very well. So I can't deny that in the judges' mm-hmm. eyes. She's doing well.
I wish Akira could be there.
So I'm struggling because like they're really sending the girls home that like I wanted Silky, I wanted Yara, I wanted Scarlett. So like that third place, like, I hate to put Eureka up there because as a Eureka phobe.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, who else?
Anyone basically could make it to the end. Like, if they decide to change anyone's narrative now, they could, besides Jan.
I think, yeah, that's I think the edit is very open-ended.
Exactly. Well,
To some extent, because Raja has a winner's edit for sure.
Especially like looking at everyone's wins, like there are so many people with one win right now, they could take it anyway.
So, Divas, who do y'all think is going to go home? Let us know in the Patreon. We'll be answering your comments.
Her.
Oh, not these flies fucking in my house. Oh my God.
Not flies fucking, please.
Right in front of my salad.
Not my salad.
Not y'all trying to pick me up.
I don't need no ride. Thank y'all. Not pick me up.
Bye.
Okay, so
I don't know. I think they could put Kylie in there too if they wanted to. If she pulls up her socks. Is
triggered. No, I really am triggered. No.
I know
no,
she I no. know she is, but there's still time.
There is no way Kylie Sonique Love is gonna make it to the end of the season when y'all eliminated Yara and Silky and Scarlett over her. I never I'd stop watching Drag Race.
Yara was meant to go home when she went home.
Huh? Okay, I think the fuck not, you trick asshole. I mean, yes, you, but no.
Ever. Don't you ever try them like that. Yara and Silky,
Yara wasn't those gonna are stars, win. But
what? She had the Yara potential.
She wasn't gonna win this season.
Mama, she, and you she think has so
a better Nick, track record.
You think yeah. Sonique with her pH of 15? A basic ass bitch. I didn't say Sonique
was gonna win.
But you said make it to the end.
I said she can because
bye,
I'm.
Bye guys.
Can I finish what I'm saying? Oh my god, being attacked.
Okay, damn. Come on, Trinity K. Boniva.
The way when she came in here, y'all gave her praises. When she came in here, y'all gave her praises. But when I came in here, it was all about y'all. What I wanted to say was that. The judges are like giving, are living the fantasy with her. So I'm definitely seeing that they can, and the production is not showing like any downfall for her. She's having a good season. Like I can see it happening. Maybe that's why they gave Ginger this win, so that she can also have one.
Yeah.
You probably. Know, because maybe they predict that someone else.
They're trying to that. Get her there.
Yeah.
They got her, gal.
My they thing got, is also yeah. that like, now that I know that, oof, girl, this show, production of upon production.